the next few minutes that you will use every word that is spoken, God, that it'll bring hope and it'll bring life and it'll bring encouragement to every single person here, I pray. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. If you have your Bible, and you would, if you could open it up, or your iPhone or your Droid, your iPad or whatever device you use, John chapter 10. I want to read this verse of scripture. I read it to you last week, and I just want to stay on this little thought this week again about just giving attention to what God is speaking to us. In John 10, verses 3, 4, and 5, he says, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice." And I love how the Lord uses this metaphor of a farmer. "He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice." And I told you the story about Ryan and the heifers getting out, and out in the middle of the night, and we getting the call, and him going up there. This is just a little boy at the time, and he just started speaking to them and hitting the bucket, and they all followed him because they knew his voice. And when we know the voice of God, we can hear what he has for us, and we can obey it, and we won't listen to another. And he goes on to say, they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, the stranger, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And in the midst of all the voices and all the noises that you hear in life, God wants you to know that there is something clean and pure that is coming into your life and coming your way that will help you to make the right decisions in your life, make the right choices that will lead you to be blessed and to know the perfect will of God for your life. Yesterday, I was in my prayer closet, which is on my lawnmower, and I was praying over this, and I was reminded of something that people sometimes that make decisions based on what they feel at the time, not based on what God has for them. And then because of the poor decision or the wrong choice that they made, then they're in a season in their life where things are hurting them and things are falling apart. And this is sometimes what people will say to me, how can God allow this to happen? When all the time, God, he wasn't in the process of the decision and the choice that we made that led us there. Now, that's not with everything. Sometimes we go through things. Life can be difficult. It can be challenging. But God's voice, you ought to know it. And the way you know it is that you hear it more than any other voice. Amen. I don't know if you're like me, but I get, and I've signed up for everything to sign up, not to get these pestering, I want to call it something else, but it wouldn't be appropriate, phone calls on my cell phone all the time. And I'll answer the phone, and somebody will just start talking like they know I know who they are. And I'm saying, wait a minute, whoa, who is this? Oh, well, this is, I don't know you. Oh, but no, I don't know you. I've never heard your voice. I don't know who you are. And furthermore, I'm not going to listen to what you're telling me. It's funny, we were at a staff meeting a few weeks ago. You know, Chris Busniak, he's always got this little quick quippy to him. He says, oh, when they call me like that, I just start telling him, yeah, my son's down at the store getting a gallon of milk, and my wife, she just ran through something. I mean, he just starts with all this stuff. So I tried it the other day. I didn't get the same response, but but you got to know the voice of God. See, when my wife calls me, and she says, hey, that's all she's got to say, hey. They go, hey, babe, what's up? I know that voice because I hear it all the time. And when you hear the voice of God and you hear the heart of God in your life, you will give attention to that. And when you give attention to it, it will lead you in the direction of God's perfect plan and his perfect purpose for your life. And it's vital that you know who and what you are called to and what you're not called to. Because if you just give yourself up to anything that comes along or listen to anyone that comes along, you're going to find yourself not only going in a myriad of directions, but sometimes you'll find yourself going in the wrong direction. It reminded me this week of when we lived in Seattle, Washington, over 20-some years ago now, and a man called me up one day on a Saturday. He said, I want to take you to breakfast. I have something I have to tell you. I go, okay. And we sat down in the restaurant, and he looked at me as they poured the coffee. He said, God told me to tell you, don't move back to New York, because if you do, your life will be destroyed. And I thought, Thank you for that kind word this morning. That was very nice of you. That just made my day. And I was reminded of it because I met with another man this week that I hadn't seen, and I don't think I've seen him in 30 years. And I had called him a man of God, and I had asked him at that same time. I said, "Brother, I'm feeling this. Will you just pray for me?" He paused, and he said, "You know, I feel in my spirit. I feel deep down inside that is the right decision for you." And I'll never forget that. I met him this week, and he hadn't been in this area to see the things that God had done. And he was just so elated because of that. Because sometimes people, even with good intentions, can tell you things that and say, "God told me to tell you." And if any time anybody prefaces what they're going to tell me with that, I just tell you right now, I almost turn it so I can't hear it. And I'm going to look at, you're going to look at me, and God told you to tell me something incredible. You know, and don't take my word for this. You know, even the Bible says something like this. Even the best miss it. In Matthew 16, Jesus is having a conversation, and he brings Peter into it. And he said, when Jesus came, he said, "Who do they say the Son of Man is?" Peter said, "Some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah the prophet." And then Jesus looked at Peter and said, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter, listen to what he says. He said, "Thou art the Christ. You are the Messiah. You're the Son of the living God." And then Jesus goes on to said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Man, you talk about a spiritual moment that he heard from God. But just a few minutes later, in the same chapter, Jesus begins to tell his disciples that he's going to go to the cross, he's going to die, and in 3 days he's going to be raised from the dead. And when Peter heard it, the Bible says in verse 22 that Peter takes Jesus aside and he begins to rebuke him. Can you believe that? Rebuking Jesus. And you know what Jesus says? This is a few minutes after he looks at him and tells him, "You've heard from God. Flesh and blood did not reveal." Peter, you're hearing the plan and the purposes of God. Just a few minutes later, Jesus looks at him and says, "Get behind me, Satan." What is that? That's the natural propensity that every human being has. That we have to be cautious and careful of what we take into our life and who we allow to have that voice into our life with. This is so important because here he hears from God one moment and the next moment he's missing God. 1 John 4:1 says, "Dear friends, don't believe every spirit, but test them. Test the spirits to know whether they are from God. Test them." Proverbs 14:12 said, "There is a way that appears right unto a man, but in the end, it leads to death." And there's so many voices and so many things that are trying to get our attention and speak these things to us. And what is it for our life? And how can we know? Well, number one, this is blanket. You can rest assured, whatever you hear, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not from God. Amen. It is not from the Lord. I have people over the years come up and tell me, "God told me that I am supposed to leave my spouse or leave this." And I said, "Really? God told you that?" And the Word of God says in Matthew 19, Pharisees came to him and tested him. And they said, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any other reason? For any and every reason? And this is what Jesus said. And this is forever. And I'm not picking on anybody that's gone through this. There's circumstances, I understand. But be careful how you attach God to what he tells you to do. You know what? I've done some things I know were wrong. I know they were. When I went to the fair, I told you I didn't eat anything deep fried. But what I did eat was a big hot piece of sausage in a bun covered with peppers and onions. And I knew it was wrong. And I didn't have to say, "God told me to eat that." Have you ever met anybody, they got to spiritualize everything? Come on. God didn't tell me to eat that sausage. I told me to eat that sausage. And then I felt like it afterwards too. But Jesus says, haven't you read? If it doesn't line up with God's word, and I don't need God's word to tell me what to or what not to do concerning something like that. But a lot of times we're hearing things and they're not from the Lord. And it's having a profound influence and impact on our lives and on our families. And God says, give attention to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, yet my word, the word of God, will remain forever. This word will never change. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it also says things in here that sometimes we don't believe God for. Like we sometimes struggle that we believe that he will meet every one of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. His word says that. We believe even this morning as we give. When we give, he said he would give back to us. I believe God's word for that. He says in his word that by his stripes we are healed. I believe that when I get sick. I believe God to heal my body. And we have to believe what his word. And if it contradicts the word of God, it's not from God. Come on, somebody say amen to that. And then, this is so important, will the decisions, what I'm paying attention to, will it make me Christ-like? Or will it make me more like him? If I follow through with what I am feeling to do, will it cause me to look more like him? Because every day, and every decision, and everything that we say and that we do, it should be causing us to look more like Jesus, and to act more like him. And that's why it's important to get around people that are moving in that same direction as well. That's why it's important for you to get into a Bible study, get into some type of a group where there's other believers that can help you to know what is the right decision in the process to go through. Get into a Bible study. Get into some kind of a group where you can be with other people. You know, and people say to me all the time when I say that to them, yeah, I just don't feel like I fit in. Of course you don't feel like you fit in because you haven't fitted anything in. Philippians 2:5, in your lives you must think and act like Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5, take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. Let God take over the way you think. And here's the litmus test for sure in James 3:17 and 18. This is what it is. This will help you to give attention to God. He says, the wisdom that comes from heaven, here it is. First, it's pure. And if the decisions and the things that you're involving your life in aren't pure, it's not from heaven above. Amen. He said, then it's peace-loving. Is it giving you peace? Is it creating peace? When you think about getting into that rancor on social media and arguing with people and calling them names and saying things about them, that you're not even anywhere. And so many people use that as a platform to vent their frustration on things. I just want to encourage you today that if it doesn't bring peace and if it's not loving, stay out of it. Is it considerate? This is the word of God today. These are the things. These are what we need to pay attention and give attention to. Is it considerate? Is what we're doing considerate? And if it's not, it's not from heaven. Is it submissive? Everybody loves that. Is it full of mercy? Is it good fruit, impartial, and sincere? Is what you're saying and what you're doing that way? Are the words that are coming out of your mouth about somebody else that way? Let me tell you something. You can say what you want. You can talk bad about people, and then you can come to a place in your life later and be convicted over it and say sorry, and that's good, and apologize. But I had this preacher tell me this story one time. He said, this person talked bad about this pastor and lied about them and told stories about them and then went, got under conviction and went and said, I'm sorry. And the preacher took this person, went out behind the church, had a pillow, and went up on a hill, opened the pillow up, and shook out all the feathers, and the wind blew the feathers all over the hill. And he looked at that person, he said, thank you for the apology, but the words that you spoke, you could never take back. They'd be like trying to pick up every one of those feathers that are all over the side of that hill. Think before you speak. Listen, is it from heaven? Is it pure? Is it peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy? Is it going to bring good fruit? Is it impartial? And is it sincere? Peacemakers who sow in peace will reap a harvest of righteousness. Come on today. And listen, this is an important one. If you're going to give attention to God, does godly counsel in your life agree? I wish there was some people that I really wish they were here to hear this morning. I'm always looking for a concert of agreement, not from everyone, but from a chosen few that I have asked to be a part of my life. My pastor, Ron Domina, Pastor Ron Bergio from Lovejoy in Buffalo. He's been the lead head of Elam Gospel Churches worldwide for years. Pastor Mike Cavanaugh, the president of Elam Bible College. Pastor Jerry Gillis from Cross Point, from the chapel in Buffalo. These are voices that when I call them, and everything, and people can be pulling me in one direction. When I call them and I said, I need them to help me wade through the weeds of big and great decisions. What do you think of this? And when I hear the same thing out of all of them, I make the decision, I got to step back from it. And you need to do that too. Because if you're going to give attention to what God has to say in your life, don't keep on looking from one person to the other just for somebody to agree with what you want to do. Oh, my goodness. If you love me, you'd agree with me. No, you would not. If I love you, I would kick you sometimes. Listen, Proverbs 12:15, the way of the fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And it's not always pleasant and pleasing. But if you're going to give attention to God's plan for your life, you're going to listen to something that somebody tells you. Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept discipline. Now listen, I'm 61, and my pastor has disciplined me. He's told me, you shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. And I know some of you are wondering what that was. I'm not telling you. I accept the discipline because I want to change it. I want to do what's right. Amen. Amen. Listen to advice. Accept discipline. I don't care if you're 20, if you're 15, if you're 50, or 70. And I've talked to some 70 and 80-year-old people that have needed discipline in their lives. And because we think we get older, that nobody can tell us anything, and nothing could be further from the truth. Amen. I should hear some amens right there. Listen. Listen. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that will always prevail. Always. Proverbs 24:6, surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors. Not just the one that you want to agree with you, but from the ones that may not agree with you. That you may, they're going to tell you a different side of it. And I love to hear, the older I get, the more I love to hear sides and scenarios that I never even considered. And God will help you through that. You know, I was going to Dunkin' Donuts the other day, and I thought, Lord, if there's a parking spot right open in front of the door there, I'll know that you are agreeing with me to buy a chocolate-filled powdered sugar donut. Oh, somebody say amen right now. And I drove up there, and the parking lot, the space was filled. You know what I did? I kept on driving up and down the street until that car passed. No, I didn't. But that's what some people do. What do you think of this? That's not good. Okay, go over here. What do you think of this? That's not good. Okay, what do you think of this? That's not good. And find the smallest voice in the pack to say, oh, yeah, I think you ought to do that. And have heartache come to your life. If you don't get agreement, you need to stop where you're at. And then do you have peace? God, if he's in it, he'll give you the ability. I'm not talking about comfort. Sometimes God will push you out of things, and he'll cause you to do things. They're not comfortable, but God will give you peace. When the Lord started dealing with us on purchasing that property on the other side of town, I'm thinking, Lord, I rebuked the Lord then. I said, no, God, you're wrong. This is not right. But down inside, I got peace. And as we talked to leaders, and I talked to these men that I'm telling you here, and everybody, there was peace. It didn't make us comfortable, and I'm still not comfortable, but I got great peace down inside of my heart, peace like a river. I got peace when I follow the Lord. He'll stretch you. He'll move you to do things that are far beyond you. In fact, if your dream is something that you can do, it's not from God. It's just you, and anybody can do it. But when God pulls you in a direction and takes you farther than you could ever go, takes you higher than you've ever been, and you need him to fulfill that, you won't feel comfortable. But at the end of the day, you might feel strung out. You might feel pressed in every way, but you will have the peace of God inside of your heart like you've never had before. Come on today. 1 Corinthians 14:33, he's not the author of confusion, but he's the author of great peace. Philippians 4:6, don't be anxious. In every situation, pray. Give your petitions with thanksgiving to God. And the peace of God that passes all of your natural understanding, it'll guard your hearts and your mind. So, here, I want to close with this. Pay attention to God every day. You got to hear that voice. You got to hear him speaking. John 10:4 in the Message. I read it earlier. When he gets them all out, he leads them and they follow because they hear his voice. How will you hear it? By talking to him. Well, he never talks back to me when I talk to him. That's because you're not talking enough to him. Pay no attention to the things that oppose God. When everybody else is saying this, you got to go in this direction. You got to go that way. I said it in the first service years ago. There was this event that was taking place in the country, and there were some people in the church. They kept on saying, "You got to go, you got to go." And this guy, right before service, right up in front of the sound booth, he got all mad at me, got up in my face. "I can't believe that you are so carnal that you won't go to this event," and blah, 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 blah. And I just love it when people do that right before I'm going to preach. If you want to make me happy, sow a great seed into the work of the Lord right before I'm going to preach. Don't holler at me over something. And I just sat down and I said, "You know, I'm sorry you feel that way." It wasn't a month after that that the person that he said that God told him that I got to go see left his family and his wife. And I'm not denigrating that person and what happened. I don't know the situation. But you got to listen to the voice of God and pay no attention to all the other things. John 10:5, they won't follow a stranger's voice, but they will scatter because they're not used to the sound. And if you hear the sound in the heart of God, if you give attention to the plan that God has for your life, you'll go in his direction. And then last, take the steps towards what God has spoken to you. Move in that direction. Some of you, you're here today, and the Lord has put some things on your heart, and you've just been holding off. You think, well, you know, it's not the right time. It's not this, it's not that. It's never going to be perfect for your time. John 10:27, he said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Close your eyes, bow your head with me this morning. I just so believe the Lord. Somebody needed to hear this today. I need to continually be reminded of it so that God can lead us in that direction, fulfill the vision and the plan that he has for our lives, and do what is pleasing in his sight. I had a good brother tell me a story some time ago about an older man. I'm not picking on older men today. I'm one of them, so. But the man, he didn't listen to sound advice and sound, and he made some poor decisions. And this is the phrase he said. He said, "Make sure that when you're older, you don't die in a shallow grave." I never forgot that statement. You see, sometimes we can just get going and get older. Maybe everything gets comfortable in our lives. We get to a place where we don't think we need anybody, and then we get to a place where we think we don't even need God. That we can do everything in our own strength. And did you know that in the very moment that you're sitting here and taking in the next breath, that very moment your life could change in just a moment? And the Lord is saying to us today to give attention to God. Give your attention fully to him so that he can do what he wants to do in your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to close in prayer. I want the prayer people to come down. And just your eyes closed, your heads bowed, just for a moment. Ryan, I want you to come up and I want you to close in prayer. Honey, come on up here.